It's the 21st day of July, 2017. It's a Friday, and that usually means, as it does on this edition of Ozarks at Large, Becca Martin-Brown from the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, where she's the features editor. How are you, Becca?
I'm trying to pull myself together from the puddle of walking in.
We are, you know, I saw a press release from the National Weather Service, early July, that said, you know what, Northwest Arkansas hasn't been to 90 degrees yet. Well, here we are.
I like the Weather Service that says today it will be Satan's sauna outside. So,
yes.
I'm still all about this road less traveled thing.
Yes, you are.
But we're only traveling into places that have air conditioning.
Fair.
Because, no.
Fair.
So, tonight is the last night of opera in the Ozarks.
Wow. School buses are going to be on the roads
exactly.
in about 3 weeks.
Exactly. In about 3 minutes. And the last show is Carmen. They do have, it is outdoors, but it is not outdoors. They do have cooling.
Right.
And if you've missed it all summer, this is it. This is your last shot.
Boy, every year it surprises me how quickly it comes.
Every year it all surprises me how quickly it goes.
Yeah.
Happens at 7:30 at Inspiration Point in Eureka Springs. Tickets are $30 for adults, 253-8595. Saturday night, two choices. One in the River Valley, one up north. One Night with Elvis. Yes, I know Elvis is dead.
Yeah.
But Travis Powell is not, and he is a much acclaimed Elvis tribute artist.
All right.
That's what we call them now.
Okay.
And he will be performing at 7 o'clock at the Van Buren Fine Arts Center. Tickets are $20 and $30, and it's a beautiful facility.
You bet.
With good air conditioning.
There you go.
Slade Cleaves.
Who is fantastic. Just fantastic. I won't be in town Saturday, and I'm upset about it, but if you get the chance, you should see this guy.
He will be at the Sunrise Stage in Fayetteville. Have you seen the Sunrise Stage?
Yeah, saw the Cape Brothers there.
It's amazing.
It sure is.
So, 7:30 Saturday, tickets are $30. And then two choices for Sunday. Mm-hmm. Mountain Street Stage.
Air conditioning and free.
At the Fayetteville Public Library, 2 o'clock, it's the Odds this week.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe their music?
Oh, kind of funky, rocky, fun.
Okay.
Fun, that's what I would say.
Fun.
Yeah.
And those concerts are fun. You can stop out in the lobby, get something cold to drink,
right.
Go in and hang out. Or you can catch the last performance of Kiss Me, Kate at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. This is like one of the first musicals to win.
It was the first musical to, it was the first to win.
First best musical.
Yes.
In the Tonys.
The Tonys, yes.
Cole Porter. Based on The Taming of the Shrew, how can you go wrong? Remember that the ACO matinees are at 3 o'clock, not 2 o'clock. So don't go there in a hurry.
But it's better to air early than late.
True. This is the final performance. Tickets are $10 and $15. It's also that time of year when What's Up does a torrential downpour of season announcements.
We got them coming.
So today we have the SONA season announcement.
Symphony of Northwest Arkansas.
We have the UAFS Season of Entertainment announcement. Mm-hmm. And we have the big announcement for the Walton Arts Center.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit real fast about some of those.
Okay.
We already had the Broadway announcement. This is the everything else announcement.
As we have it now, because they do add things as they come along.
Just because they're trying to make us crazy. September 19th. Taj Mahal and the Keb Mo Band.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
How can you not love that? December 12th, Leanne Rimes. May 10th, Charlie Daniels. The West Street Live Series. This is Star Theater Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Club of Cowtown. Joe Ely Acoustic.
Joe Ely.
Ely, thank you.
Yeah, he's great.
The Susan Werner Trio. John McEwen and Friends. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Raul Midon. And An Evening with Peter Yarrow. You might recognize that name from
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
The LOL series. David Sedaris.
Back again by popular demand.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The movie?
The movie.
Okay.
They did it at George's Majestic Lounge, and it's been so popular, they're going to move it into the Star Theater. Robert Earl Keane, Merry Christmas from the Family.
That'll be super.
My Funny Valentine, and the one out of the whole year that I want to see the most. It happens next March. It's called Disenchanted. It's a musical with Snow White and all the other princesses setting the record straight on their lives.
Hmm. Okay. A little reality into the fairy tales. Gotcha.
I so want to see that. And then the Coca-Cola Night Out series has all sorts of things, including Momenschance.
Mm-hmm.
And Post Secret, the show.
Oh, that's fun.
And then the Kimberly Clark Family Series has Secret Agent 23 Skidoo and Martial Arts from China and Danu and Sona's The Snowman. It's just going to be, as usual, an amazing year.
You can find out more at waltonheartcenter.org.
You can also find out more in today's What's Up or Thursday's Free Weekly.
There you go. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.